You're listening to SBS News.
Since the beginning of the year, June Oscar has been leading the Wiyani Yudangani, or Women's Voice Project, an initiative that involves visits and consultations with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women across Australia. The project, driven by the Australian Human Rights Commission, aims to document the voices and experiences of the women and girls and give them greater visibility in the backdrop of modern Australia. Miss Oscar, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, has told the ABC experiences of racism almost always surface during the conversations with the women.
I'm hearing from women and girls across the country as I've travelled with the Wiyani Yudangani Project. Racism is one of the key emerging issues that are coming up in each of the sessions that we've held right across this country. And I know from my own personal experiences that racism is alive and it's kicking.
Miss Oscar says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples regularly express experiences of what they call racist attitudes in public spaces.
We as people attend to, i.e. supermarkets and service providers, our first point of contact, we're experiencing racist attitudes. We're constantly seeing supermarkets being there's heavy surveillance in these places. And this is what women and girls are telling us. And I have seen this myself as I've travelled around the country. I've been watched and followed in shops, and it's not a nice feeling.
Last week, Australia appointed its new race discrimination commissioner, Malaysian-born lawyer-turned-academic Chin Tan. He officially starts his new job today. Speaking last Friday about the status of racism in Australia, Mr. Tan said it's a misconception to say Australia is a racist country.
Just because there might be some activities, conduct, some people might be deemed to have racial as opposed to conduct in any form or shape, doesn't transfer that across to the whole nation. We're going to be very careful in anything we do that we don't go overboard and that we appreciate the sensitivity. And I'm not suggesting for a moment that there are different degrees of racism. I mean, that racism is bad right across, and we ought to condemn it. But there are contexts for which racial activities and conduct may display themselves, and we need to be, I suppose, more sensitive and respectful about saying what is it we're talking about. And that's a kind of conversation we're trying to get communities to do instead of labelling and taking extreme positions.
But Ms. Oscar says the conversation should begin with acknowledging that racism does exist. And it's crucial Mr. Tan takes that position in his new role and works with those most deeply affected by the issue.
It's critical that he, as the new Race Discrimination Commissioner, is aware of the prevalence of racism across the country and its experiences from the everyday lived realities of women and girls and Indigenous peoples encountering institutional racism and personal experiences of racism at school, in the schoolyard, in public places. And so it is alive, and it is something that confronts women and girls and Indigenous peoples on a daily basis.
Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion has weighed in on the debate in an interview with the ABC, though he steered clear of making any direct comments about whether racism exists in Australia.
Well, look, I have to say, it's very difficult for me. I'm a white bloke. But that's why I provided significant funds to June Oscar outside of a role in the Human Rights Commission, so she could get out and about and talk to people. Now, June talks to me frequently. I have a great deal of admiration for June. But I really just can't comment. I have no insight on what it's like to be a young Aboriginal woman and to suffer racism.
But like Miss Oscar, he believes it's an issue that needs to be addressed.
But I think it's something we should talk about. We shouldn't be afraid to cross this brittle and apparent minefield of political correctness. We need to talk about it.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.